This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for heart takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 131 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Coach Guy Sports. I'm your ever decadent host, Liam McDade, across the virtual table once again from my no longer sober, still Dirk Nowitzki and Sam Hauser looking motherfucking co-host, Connor Strayer. Long time no talk, buddy. It's fantastic being on with you again. When you sent me that text, dude, bright, put a big smile on my face, brightened my day. I'm super psyched and looking forward to this.
I know. I miss the intros. Drinking a glass of whiskey while we record it. Has it been that long since we've done the last one? I didn't think it was that long.
Last one? No, it hasn't been that long. It was August 9th.
August 9th. So it's been about almost 2 months. A month and a half, yeah. So not too long. We could probably do one every week, but what's there to talk about in the off season? Especially, I mean, we did talk about the big things. They all happened in the summer.
Yeah. Has been some changes since though, so we do have that to go over, but you're absolutely right. Like, it's the off season. It's the basketball off season. Call a spade. People are football talking fun. About, yeah, exactly. People are talking about football. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just not a whole lot of news. Jason Tatum still hurt. Like, nothing's changed.
What changes are you talking about? Maybe I'm not even privy.
Oh, really? Changes. I don't think you are. So I figure for this episode, we really just look at the roster and keep it short, sweet, and to the point. We say, assuming, and I think this is probably what the roster is going to be going into the season. I don't envision many more changes from this. Unlike the last episode that we did, where I refused to believe that this was the roster we were working with and that something had to change. And it did. Not a whole lot. We didn't, you know, make any grand slam signings, trading away our star for Anthony Davis or anything like that. But we bolstered some things. We now have some more big men, kind of just a more flushed out roster. So, I guess, do you want to talk about the changes since our last episode? We'll start with that.
Yeah, I think I see what you might be saying about changes. Are you talking about guys like Josh Minot?
Yeah, so we got him, who's like, when you look at his stats, it's one of the most underwhelming things you've ever seen. Like 3 points per game, 2 points per game, nothing not like that. No, it's definitely like, it's not gonna blow you away. That doesn't get the fans jazzed up, no doubt about it.
Yeah, but he's 22. He's young, it looks like, and he's not. What was he? He's a forward, so he's playing behind. Like he's probably not getting much playing time. He was on. Where was he before this? Oh, he's on Charlotte. Ooh.
Yeah, which like
dumpster fire.
What are you supposed to do with them? He was on the Timberwolves for a period too.
Okay. I don't know much about him. I'm going to look at his Josh. Look at his college numbers. I'm assuming he's pretty good, and he's pretty good in college.
And yeah. So I have a little blurb that I wrote up about him, just my observations from him early on. Like, I looked at his college tape. I looked at what little highlights I could find of him playing, mostly in blowouts, and even then it was 2 minute clips at most. That was
one year in college too.
Yeah. So, but like, I found like a nice strong highlight video on that. Looked at his draft profile and stuff like that. When you get a guy that averages 3 points per game and things are looking as relatively bleak as things are for Celtics fans, I'm digging here for a diamond in the rough. But I actually kind of really like this guy. I said a super athletic, coordinated, fluid wing who has switchability on defense, defensive playmaking ability, even though it's in super small sample sides. Grades really high in deflections, good shot blocker for a wing, can catch and drive and finish, can be a lob threat because he's super athletic, and isn't incapable of catch and shoot play either, but he never really got the opportunity. Like, he just didn't shoot a whole lot. So I in this Celtics offense, I'm just like, you're gonna shoot.
Yeah, and I'm a little confused about this guy. He played 1 year in college and he only scored 6 points per game,
Yeah.
almost seven rebounds, almost four rebounds a game. It's not like his numbers are blowing off the charts. What I mean, am I missing something? I mean, he got drafted 45th overall. So that's pretty good. I mean, you would think a guy scoring 6.6 points a game wouldn't even get drafted into the NBA. I don't,
Yeah,
I mean,
I
not like
think
saying,
people draft off potential nowadays. Like, I
okay,
think,
this guy, I don't, I haven't seen him play. I haven't seen him many tape yet. Just going based off stats, he's 6'8". I mean, he's not overly big. It's not like he's
6'8"
huge.
is pretty good, but he's a small forward. Like, 6'8" for a small forward is pretty good. Kobe was six
Yeah,
six.
but like, who am I must be missing something. I mean, Charlotte Hornets, they drafted him, so it's like they need the help. That's a team
Yeah,
that
he
needed the
was
help.
drafted by the Hornets, but traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves and never played a lick for the Hornets.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, well, I'm excited to dive deeper into this guy. I mean,
Yeah.
the guy in front of him, for the guy that got drafted 44th went to Toledo. I mean, it doesn't seem like he was much better than this guy, or a little better than him. Yeah, I guess I'm looking at the guys that were drafted in the mid second round, and I guess you're right. It is kind of all about potential.
It
I'm not
is.
saying
Like
that
you look at the
jumping
guy's
off at me.
frame, but that's how people draft nowadays. That's why Giannis was drafted, and it kind of worked out to the extent if there are Giannis fans out there. But
Yeah, and there's very limited roster spots. I get it. That you have in the NBA, you're only allowed certain amount of guys. It's not football where you're getting 10 rounds.
53.
Yeah, second round is like, I mean, you're not getting
Scraping
much
bottom
out
barrel,
of it.
you're taking shots. You're like, eh, it's worth a
Yeah.
try.
So hopefully he works out. I mean, you've watched some tape on him. It sounds like he's athletic, at least,
Yeah,
or
super.
I hope
I
so.
like him a lot. Most of the stuff I was actually able to see, like a lot of flushed out him running valuable minutes, are like summer league. And his summer league debut actually was super sick. He had 22 points and 10 rebounds and a win against the Nuggets. But again, it's summer league, so you take it all with a grain of salt. Like Trae Young sucked in the summer league, and I think Trae Young's awesome. But all I'm saying is, the guy's athletic. Like, God damn it, we don't have a whole lot to look forward to. We're looking forward to a lot of Anthony Simons threes and Jaylen Brown running his own team.
Hauser
Yeah.
taking shots.
Which, like, I have kind of a notion that Hauser isn't going to be here for long. I very well could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. It all depends on how this season goes. And midway through, he's going to be a potential trade target if this
That's
team,
exactly what I'm thinking.
let's say if Brown does get hurt at any point this season and he has to miss, they're not going to try to rush this guy back, knowing Tatum's probably not going to come back towards the end of the season. If someone
Yeah.
gets hurt, if another key player on this team gets hurt, they're gonna start moving pieces pretty
And
early.
it's already not looking good because Brown is coming into the season hurt. He had off-season surgery.
Well, he's better now.
Yeah, well, but I'm hoping against hope that he'll be perfectly fine. There'll be no wear and tear from that.
I mean, did
But
you see him running down the street with Kai Cenat, that YouTube guy?
yeah.
Looks like he's
Yeah.
doing pretty okay. If he was
It does look
sprinting
like
down the
he can
streets of
run.
Boston, I don't know what he, I think he might be okay.
Yeah, he was at the I saw Bill Nye the Science Guy got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and Jaylen Brown was there for some reason. And I was like, okay, like he's
Yeah,
out and
why?
about, he's doing stuff. I don't understand why he's
Got it, got
there.
it. Yeah, can he? But yeah, like you're saying, can his body hold up the whole NBA season? It's grueling. That guy's gonna get a ton of minutes if he is healthy, or maybe. We'll see. It's
Yeah.
tough right now, and it's a good addition. He's going to get a lot of playing time, and I'm talking about Josh Minot. I can see him getting a lot of playing time because Hauser's probably going to start, I would think, or he probably would start.
I would imagine so, just because, I mean, who's really going to start for this team? It could be fucking anyone. But there was the big trades signings that I wanted to talk about before. And that was actually just a couple days after we posted the damn episode, and the last go around was we traded George Niang, which like was my huge point of contention in the last episode, that we got this guy and he just sucks. Like, he's just not very good. He's not terrible, but he's like the quintessential super underwhelming role player. And I just wasn't feeling that signing at all. Didn't really understand his place on the team. So sure enough, 2 days after we recorded the last go around, the Celtics trade George Niang and two future second round picks to the Utah Jazz for their rookie that they drafted this year, RJ Lewis Jr., who, again, I watched tape on him, shows even in that tape more promise than George Niang. Like, potential is valuable.
Different position.
Yeah, 100%.
Totally. And he's a big guard though. He's 6'7". So 215. Yeah, it's a big boy.
Very much so. But I like what I see. Like, I'm always willing to give the rookies a shot. We are now a very young team after what I thought was being a very old team
I don't
last
think he's
season.
there statistically. I think that we're one of the older teams in the league, or the oldest.
They were. Now I don't think so.
No, now I mean Horford's not here, right?
No,
Or
he's
is he
gone.
signed?
Yeah. No, he's gone.
He's gone. Is he on a team?
Gone. Nope.
Oh, yeah, potential to get him back if
It
he's.
is a possibility, although it seems like negotiations were ugly and Horford didn't want to come back, even though the Celtics did offer him whatever they offered him, seemed like it was an insult to him.
Okay, and let's get back to this guy, I guess, RJ Lewis. Lewis? I'm excited already. He played for UMass Amherst, it looked like, in college.
Yeah, before transferring, he was at the
St. John's.
zoo.
And St. John's was, I mean, this past year, they were supposed to be really, really good. I don't think they were like that team on everyone's, Patino's team. Everyone circled them. They were supposed to be like the hot college team this year. I don't think they made it to anything big in the tournament. I think they like lost pretty early on, but this guy 18.2 points per game. I know it's not all about the points, but what pick was he in the draft?
He was
Was he
undrafted.
undrafted? He was undrafted. So how does a guy like this go undrafted over the other guy? Anyways,
Well, because he's 6'7", I guess, is still pretty big, but like, I don't, people just want like shooting wings. People want the next Kawhi Leonard. People want versatile guys. And from what I've seen, this guy isn't not versatile, but no.
He's a little older.
11, huh?
He's a little older.
Yeah, what is he? I
I mean,
have it right
he
here.
played 3 years in college, so he's at least
Yeah, he's
24,
22.
22. Yeah, the other guy was younger. He only played 1 year in college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is all potential and stuff like that. And there's only so much we could say about these guys that we really don't know. Like, we could look at the college numbers, average 11 points per game and 4.5 rebounds. Pretty fine.
In the Big East, I mean, nothing
Yeah.
special, but
Yeah. Well, you're biased, you know, your allegiance lies with the holy grail of college basketball
I'm a
and
Big
what
East
is
guy
it?
too. I'm a Providence College fan.
Yeah, even though they haven't been too relevant, right?
Providence College has been ranked recently in the past. They've made it to the tournament the past few
Was it
years.
2 years
I don't think they made
ago?
it this year. They may have made it this year. They made it. They were ranked at in the past few years at least once. So they've been relevant-ish, not like a big program like St. John's. They've been pretty relevant recently, but yeah. I mean, this guy, I mean, why not trade for like as a year like this? You can maybe use him as trade bait in the future. If you have to, he's young. He seems like he could have potential. Again, I haven't seen any tape on this guy at all, so I can't really talk too much about him. Hopefully, he works out.
Yeah, I think we're at a great place where we have no expectations. Like, I don't think the fans have expectations. I don't know. I'm sure the organization does. I don't know what they are. But we're great candidates for like the Michael Carter Williams effect, where we take a player, pump him with a ton of minutes, just max out his potential, see what he can do. And if any of these young guys just flash in all these minutes, Celtics organization has the chance to sit back and go, okay, can this guy actually contribute, or is it because we're giving him 20, 30 minutes a game and he's just, you know, getting his opportunity a lot, but he's not actually that good? When Jason Tatum comes back, is this guy going to be effective in a lesser role? And in that circumstance, other teams are totally going to bite on it, namely the team that we got him from, the Jazz. Teams like that that are just dog shit and stupid, frankly, are going to be like, okay, yeah, well, he averaged, you know, 15 points for the Celtics. I think we could use him. And then he ends up not being anything. So I think this is, like you said, a good opportunity. If they don't work out, they're good trade bait.
Yeah, there's potential for him to actually play on this team at this point. It's you have obviously you're going to start Derek White I mean, maybe not start them both at the same time, but Peyton Pritchard and Derek White as your
Yeah.
guard and shooting guard. But
Yeah,
then
we'll go into
they're
the
gonna need,
lineups, but
yeah,
yeah, we
okay.
definitely need, yeah, but we definitely like guard wise, it's not looking
Wide
great.
open
We're not
for
loaded. We
backup.
do have our new Spaniard that's coming in, Hugo Gonzalez, like, so he'll
Hugo
take up
Spritz,
some
yeah.
time. Yeah, Hugo Stiglitz. But yeah, no, it's the guard thing. Probably fairly wide open, especially since I think Peyton Pritchard's probably going to start this year. So, like, we need somebody off the bench. No?
Yeah. And I'm having, and I hate to say it, I don't know why I'm feeling it, but some doubts about Peyton Pritchard in that starting role with more eyes on him. I love the guy. He's been so good so far.
He's never let
But
us down. Why would you think no?
I have a feeling. I don't know what it is. I have
Yeah.
a feeling. I think, and I don't think he's gonna have a bad year. I just think everyone's expecting him to make this huge jump or something. Or play better than he probably is. I think he's gonna play, his normal job, his normal game, but I think his game is also elevated by having a healthy Tatum and a healthy Brown on the court with him. Because these guys are getting double teamed. They're having guys on them. They're more eyes are on those two, and Peyton Pritchard can kind of just, play a little bit more free, play a bit a
Yeah.
little bit more by the whim. Tatum's gone. Brown's there, but he's not as Tatum's gone, so they're going to put more attention on Brown and someone probably like Peyton Pritchard. Now
Yeah.
teams can afford to like actually focus on not just one guy, but now they can focus on all the other guys. So I think just with more eyes on him, I think he's still going to have a good season, but I don't think he's going to be the Peyton Pritchard, like make that jump or be
Yeah.
crazy good because there's definitely more pressure on him too. And he
I can
knows.
agree with that to an extent. Like, at some point, when is the, 5 foot something white guy gonna reach his max potential? Like, it's probably already happened. Like, six man is probably the height of decadence for him, and I love it. Like, I eat that up. But you're right. There's like some people just aren't meant to be a starter and get all that attention on him. I'm gonna give him the benefit of the doubt, but I can absolutely see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I'm always the naysayer, pessimistic one
We
about these
need it
players.
100%. You and me, we're barefoot in the park here.
But real talk. I mean, I hope he's great, and I think he'll have a fine season. I just don't think he's gonna be. I don't think he's winning Sixth Man of the Year award again. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I think there's gonna
Okay.
be
Yeah.
some
Well, I don't
regression.
think he's going to be the sixth man, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, true. Yeah, you're right. Good
So,
point.
but
Yeah, I
maybe
don't
he
think.
won't be putting up those numbers, you mean? Because
Yeah,
his
there's
numbers were
more.
pretty awesome.
He's in the starting lineup now. He's the point guard. There's gonna be more tape on him, obviously, more
Yeah.
eyes on him. He's gonna have starting point guards on him, not
Yeah.
just backup point guards on him anymore half the time. There's just a lot to think about. So
Yeah.
hopefully, I think Celtics fans gotta realize that too. Sixth man of the year is great, but things are changing. So.
Yeah, 100%. Let's curb our expectations here, because he's not, like, I don't think anyone thinks Peyton Pritchard is the next great scoring guard in the league. Like, I love
He's
him
not
dearly,
Steve
but
Nash. Yeah.
no, 100%. Exactly. Like, he's not going to be Steve Nash. He's going to be really fun to watch. He'll have some crazy buckets, but if he was our number one player, I would be super concerned.
Oh, we would be bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, we'd be fucked. Yeah, exactly.
Thank God he's not. He's
Yeah.
close. He's number like three on the team right now. So four on the team. He's top five. Let's just say that.
Yes. Yeah, there was another move that really, really hit me the right way. I liked this one a lot. And it was the Celtics agreeing to a 1 year, $3.3 million deal with former Toronto Raptors forward Chris Boucher. He's a
Yeah.
monster. He's a monster. This guy is a freak, and I love every bit of it. So his measurables, 6'9", 200 pounds. He was on my fantasy basketball team, I want to say 2 years ago, but this is a big man. Like, this dude is massive, shot blocker, plays way bigger than his 6'9" frame. And 6'9" is plenty big for me, even though some might call him an undersized center. And his three ball is pretty good. It exists. It's there. It's not stunning, but hear me out with these numbers here. Last year, shot 1.43s a game on 36% shooting. The year before, 33% shooting on 2 attempts a game. The year before then, 33% on 2.5 threes a game. He hits them. Like, he's not blowing you away. They're not, yeah, they're not. He's not shooting Marcus Smart percentages here. We're not talking about 29% from three. We're talking low 30s. And then, you know, his best season is 36. I absolutely love it. I think he's a monster. Beyond just that, his numbers are just flat out good. He at For his career, he averages 9 points a game, 1 block a game, half an assist, which we're not expecting him to do, half a steal, which is pretty all right, and then total rebounds 5. If we're getting a 9 and 5 guy, and we're probably going to feed him a ton of minutes, I like it. And everything, the eye test is way better than the numbers say. You can lie with statistics. I love the eye test on this guy.
Yeah, and this is someone I have seen. There's a lot of tape. Obviously, he's an
Yeah.
NBA player, so
Been
it's
in the
there.
league for 8 years.
Yeah, there's some real tape on him. You can see this guy's legit. Is he a starter in the league? Eh,
Has
border.
been. For us, probably.
Probably he will be this year. Yes, right. But yeah, while we're in like this weird transition stage, I think it's a great addition to the team. I think it'll be good. I don't, again, I'm not expecting this guy to come in and change the layout of the Celtics. Like, I'm not expecting this guy to like be our saving grace, but I'm expecting him to have a decent season. Hopefully better than people thought. And we'll see. I love the addition though to the team.
Yeah, 100%. Like, his minutes have only been, he averages 17 minutes, basically 18 for a career.
He might be getting more than that.
Yeah, 100%. Like, last season he got 17.2, year before then 14, year before then he had 20, year before then 21, year before then, which was 2020, 2021, he had 24.2 minutes per game. So his minutes have actually slowly dropped for whatever reason, but it's also the Toronto Raptors, and I don't trust their coaching or their judgment for shit. So we get a swing power forward center on the low that I very much enjoyed watching play.
Yeah, agreed with you. And like I said, hopefully he continues to play as he did for the Raptors. I mean, he's in a di different circumstance. He's probably going to get more minutes. Maybe, I mean, it might even just be like a few extra more minutes a game. But as an NBA player, you got to be ready for that. So hopefully he is.
Yeah, 100%. I have faith.
He's a pro's pro. He's been around the league a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not going to be shy of the occasion, I don't think. He doesn't seem like he's that kind of player, so.
No. And if anyone has doubts out there, he was 8th in the running for Sixth Man of the Year in 2020. So just let the record
Five
show.
years ago.
And he was in 8th place, but that still means something.
Top 10, sixth man.
Yeah, 100%.
Top of the league, which is
Oh,
good.
yeah, there's potential.
Real quick, I don't know if you saw this. ESPN does ranking player rankings every year.
Yep.
They're down to like they haven't released the top 10 yet, but they just released their what is this? 11 to 50. So in this top 50, there's a couple Celtics players in there. And there's a couple old Celtics players in there. You got Chris Stapps at 50, actually top 50 in the league. Who else? You got, I saw the list while we were talking.
Chris
I know
Stapps after last year is pretty bold, but sure.
even top 50 is pretty bold. But you got Derek White. What do you think he's at?
I would give him 36.
10 lower. He's at 26.
Nice,
They
good.
have Derek White at 26.
See, I
Last year
think ESPN
ranked at
sucks.
39 before the season.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, and then you got Jaylen Brown. I thought he'd be a little like high, close to like the top 10.
Let me
He's at
guess, 18.
19. Yeah,
Oh, damn, I'm good.
he's sandwiched between Kawhi Leonard and
Oh,
Jimmy Butler.
that's as good a company as it gets. I hate
I mean,
Kawhi
two
Leonard, but he's
guys that are
good.
just aging out of the NBA, but okay, yeah, and then right 17's Paolo Banchero.
Yeah,
So I
makes
mean,
sense.
you got Cade Cunningham at 12, Jalen Williams at 11. It's pretty high, considering
Now,
they came at
I'm going to
44.
ask you a question, try and take your bias out of it. Who would you rather have, Jaylen Brown or Paolo?
Oof.
I know
Right
I'm asking a
now,
Duke fan is.
Paolo Banchero. Banchero. Sorry. There's no bias there. I think, I mean, he's obviously younger. If they were the same age, I'd take Jaylen Brown. Actually, no, I'd take Paolo Banchero. I think he can just do more. He's a complete scorer. I don't think Brown is quite the complete scorer. He
No.
can't do it all. I think Paolo Banchero has the mid-range. He has the long range. He has the inside finish. I mean, he's not like a defensive star, but neither, I would say neither is Brown. So, I mean,
Yeah.
yeah, I would take him. I would take Banchero.
It makes sense to me. Like, I'd probably say the same thing, even though, like, one's a finals MVP and one isn't. Like, that's conjecture in the grand
Okay,
scheme of
yeah.
things. I know, but exactly, it's conjecture. Like, I'm defeating my own argument here. Paulo does have kind of the perfect game. And I hate to say it because I hate Duke and I hate you and I hate everything that the Blue Devils stand for. I hate it all, but he's really flipping good.
Yeah, and I think people will see that this year too, is I think the Magic will be pretty decent this year. They have a chance to potentially, I mean, they're my dark horse to maybe be the best team in the East.
I'm mine too.
If they stay healthy, I think that team's pretty good.
Yeah,
And
he's got to keep that oblique on the up and up.
that'll be tough. But as of right now, I mean, they're probably not going to win the East, but I think they could be a top three team up there in the East, definitely, 100% based off their roster and how good I mean, they just have a good squad.
They do. I say we go through the lineup here in our closing minutes and just get our
Yeah.
thoughts. Just we're not looking for record predictions here. We're not gonna even try with this dog shit team because it might not be dog shit. It might be dog shit. Celtics fans are down on this because we went from one of the best rosters, quite frankly, ever to, or at least like the perfect modern day roster to this. So I don't know if
Yeah.
you have a depth chart in front of you. You want me to
I
rattle this
do.
off here? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I got the
So
roster. I can go to the depth.
yeah, so we'll start with the point guards here. The starters, the starting point guard, Derek White, seems pretty set in stone. I think there will be plenty of lineups where they'll have Peyton Pritchard as the point guard and Derek White as the shooting guard. But as of right now, it seems like if we were to guess, the starting point guard would be Derek White. I don't think we have much to say about that. I think we feel pretty good about that.
Feeling pretty good. I think, yeah, I mean, he's the experienced guy there. He's like probably peak age, peak of his career right now.
Yeah.
Coming off a big year. I mean, they were lighting up threes, so I mean, you gotta continue it. I would like to see him continue what he's been doing. I think he's only got a couple good years left in him. Let's just say that. I mean, he's
Wow.
31, so I
Yeah,
mean,
that's
that's
true.
when most players tend to drop off after like 33 years old and around there.
Yeah.
I'd say this is probably peak. He's been in the league. He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
He can take this team over as his own if he really wanted to this season.
Last year he was incredible, so I do think you're right. We'll probably get another incredible year, maybe one more after this season, and then it's time to start shopping Derek White, which is gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt a lot,
Gonna hurt, but you need to do it if you're gonna grow as a
yeah.
team.
That's how it goes. Brad Stevens isn't afraid to do it. So, starting shooting guard, the guy we just traded for, our next high scoring guard, Anfernee Simons. How you feeling about him as the starting shooting guard?
I like it. I mean, he's not gonna blow your socks away, but I think another guy that's been in the league. I think he knows what he's doing. He's been on some pretty bad teams as of late.
Yeah, those Blazers suck.
So I think he's probably excited to be on a good team to showcase his talents more. I mean, if you gotta look at it like this, I guess he's gotta make it look like I mean, I don't think he's had many eyes on him. I know you and I know who he is, but like outside of like, I don't think that every day NBA person really
No.
knows much about him. So I think this is his time for him to shine. I think he's going to have a good chance at, getting these minutes, having to prove himself a little bit in front of Boston fans, because Boston fans can be hard on players. So
That's
I
for
think
fucking sure.
he's definitely going to have his time to like play. He's going to get his minutes, and I think he'll do well. I don't think he's going to be a superstar, but I hope he surprises me. But I think he'll be a pretty sound player and fit in pretty well on this team.
I don't want to be dramatic or hyperbolic when I say you're right, he's not going to be a superstar, but I think he's going to be really close. Like, I think his numbers have been pretty fucking good. Last season, 19 points a game. Year before, 23 points a game. Year before that, 21. And those are on some dog shit Blazers teams. Granted, it seems like he never plays a full season, and I have seen him hurt a lot. Again, he was on my fantasy team even further back than Boucher was, probably in like 2021 maybe. But I like the fucking guy a lot. I just think he's exciting, and we desperately need exciting. Like, he's gonna score. He's gonna score the ball in every which way. He can hit the mid-range. He loves his three-pointer, so he's already a perfect fit here. And like, his handle's great. His passing's pretty okay. Let me check out his assist numbers here. Yeah, so
The greatest. I don't think he's like a true point guard. He's more of a true
yeah, but if you're
scoring
creating
man.
shots out of the as a two guard, that's totally fine with me. Like, he had five assists last year, 5.5 the year before, and 4 the year before that. I'll take it. And on the Celtics team, you have to swing the ball to a shooter, and the ball will land his in his hands, and he will swing that to Derek White, Sam Hauser, Peyton Pritchard, Chris Boucher, like any of the guys that we have mentioned or are going to mention going forward. So I love it. I really, really like the signing. And I know everyone thinks he's trade bait for the season. I hope not. Like, I would love to see this guy stick around. If he balls out in a controlled, winning basketball way, I hope they keep him. Because when we traded for this guy, I thought it was a steal.
Yeah, no, it definitely seems like a steal, like you said. And I agree with every point you just made. So, like I said, he has potential. He's on a
Yeah.
team that actually has eyes on him. A lot of people will be watching the Celtics team this season. I don't
Yeah.
know if many people are
Mostly
watching.
to admire their demise if people are
Yeah,
watching.
I don't think many people are watching the Blazers. So, yeah, he's got a lot. He's gonna have a lot more eyes on him this season. Hopefully, he can handle that pressure. Yeah, we'll see. I'm very curious, let's just say, about this guy.
100%. That's a good word for it. I agree completely.
Very optimistic too.
Yeah. Starting small forward, Jaylen Brown. We know what we're getting here. But we're just excited to see him have his own team. I imagine you agree.
Yeah, completely agree. I mean, it'll be weird to see him in this kind of role of the leader. Not that he wasn't a leader before, but he always had his Batman next to him. He's always had Tatum there. So let's just say, I mean, I guess if you want to call him Robin, let's see if Robin can handle the team.
Yeah.
Handle this new role because this is now his team. He's the guy. He's now in that superstar role. I mean, he's paid like one too. He's now in
True.
that number one guy role. So it's time for him to take that complete ownership of the team. And I think he can do it. I think he's the mentality. If he's healthy, I think he'll really shine. People got to remember that he is coming off an injury. So, but he's usually he's tends to play through these things. So I think he'll
Yes.
have a solid year. I'm excited to see him in that number one role.
So I'm going to play this quick little game before we move on from Jaylen Brown. His career high is 26.6 points per game, which happened in 2022, the year we went to the finals against the Warriors. He was second team All NBA then, with the over under at 26.5 points. Do you think he scores higher or lower this season, his career high?
I think he'll score a little lower.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's kind of the same thing with Pritchard. It's a little easier to score those numbers when you got Tatum next to you, a guy that people are concentrated on as well.
Yeah.
Brown's going to get all that attention now. Brown's going to get that number one guy, defensive player on him, probably, and he's going to get that pressure. So I'm going to say a little under. I'm probably going to go 24 points a game.
Yeah.
I don't think this team's going to be a high scoring juggernaut like they have been. I think they're going to
Yeah.
be.
I think they're
Probably
going to
try
put
to
up a
go
lot
more.
of threes. I just don't know if they're going to hit them.
Yeah, they're going to shoot a ton. And fans got to remember that too. Just because they're shooting a ton doesn't mean they're going to go in like last year. And that was kind of our
Yes.
demise, but big demise last year. But I think they're going to be hopefully more defensive rounded team this year. And I think he'll be close to that 26 number, but I don't think he'll be like a 30 point per game guy. I hope he surprises me, but I think
Yeah.
he's more attention and more looks from top talent.
Yeah, I have delusions of grandeur where I just see us force feeding him the ball every possession, and I'm hoping like you said, somewhere between 28 and 30 points per game. Like, just in my, it's, and I agree, it's delusion. It's me dying of thirst in the desert, and I see Jaylen Brown averaging 30 points per game, but I hope it's a reality.
Yeah, and look, I'm not saying because like Tatum's done it, but Tatum also can do that because he has Jaylen Brown playing alongside him too.
Yes, 100%.
But
You're absolutely
it's like
right.
if say if Jaylen Brown was out for the season, I'd be saying the same thing about Tatum. I don't think he'd be putting up 30 points per game. I think he would be putting up a little less. And people would probably argue with me against that. But
Yeah, that's a great point, though.
people don't understand how much some players garner attention and all that. So it really matters in the NBA. So I think it would go vice versa if it was Tatum in the same spot. I think his scoring would go down a little bit just because he has to do more.
Yes, you have to look at the dynamics of a team, not just one
Not just a
player.
single player. Yeah.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree completely. So we feel good about Jaylen Brown. Now we move into power forward. Gets a little sketchier. We got Sam Hauser as our projected starter. Your lookalike, what do you think? Yay or nay?
I mean, he's there. He's not
He is
that great.
there.
I hope it, hopefully he improves. It's probably a year for him. I mean, we just signed him, right?
Yeah, no. He had a contract. He got
Oh, yeah.
extended last year.
Okay, so he's got stuff to prove. He's just there. I think we know what we're gonna get from him. He's nothing flashy. He can hit some threes, but then he goes on cold spells. So yeah, he's there. He's probably the fourth option for scoring on this team, especially in the starting five. I'd put Derek White and Simons over him. So
I agree.
yeah.
Yeah, you pretty much summed it all up. I don't have much to say about him. If he's hitting shots, I love him. If he's missing him, I hate him. And I have a feeling he's going to miss more than he makes. So I have a feeling I'm going to hate him.
Yeah, we'll be saying his
Yeah,
name a lot.
100%. It'll be a lot of damn it, Hauser. But
Yeah.
and then we move to center, Nemes Quinta. We saw him in some action last year. Super fun. Like, I enjoyed every bit of him. What do you think?
I agree. I'm excited to see him play more, and get hit that more of a role, a larger role than what he's had in the past. He's older and he's like more a year more mature now. I'm excited to see him play. I don't have like big aspirations and dreams for him, but he's there. And I think he'll be serviceable. And if not, I mean, you got that new guy behind him.
Boucher, Bobby
You got Boucher
Boucher.
behind him, and I think they're probably going to be. I think Boucher might start some games. So let's just say that we'll see. He's going to have a lot of pressure on him, so hopefully there's some fun competition there between the two. You know, helping each other get better. One of vice versa, one feels pressure and they got to play better. Because I wouldn't say his starting role is cemented in this on this team.
I agree completely. I think it'll be kind of a split center role here, which I guess we'll get into the backups here because there's going to be a lot of Chris Boucher coming off the bench. I imagine he'll start a lot of games. Quinta will start a lot of games. Boucher could start a lot of power forward if Hauser's underwhelming. So we'll safely assume that he's the backup power forward slash center. We've already talked about him. We like him. When we look at the backup small forward, it's Sam Hauser, Baylor Shireman, Josh Minot, maybe Jordan Walsh. How do you feel about the backup shooting or small forward section here?
They're fine. I mean,
Yeah.
nothing crazy. It's a lot of new Jordan Walsh. Yeah, I didn't see a ton of. Yeah, he played some
No.
blowouts.
Baylor
He
Shireman's the same way. Rookie or
sure.
second year player out of
Second.
Creighton. Loved him when I saw him, but it's a ton of unknown. I'm like, I don't know what to fucking make of this.
Yeah, our bench is like the unknown land, and it's a little. It'll be a little scary going in. These are all young guys too. Like you said, our team's gotten a lot younger. There's really not much to expect if you're looking out, if you're looking at it with, it's weird. We haven't really had this kind of bench in a while. We've usually like last year, you know, we were getting out off your bench. This year, I don't think any guy's going to come off and surprise you like a Peyton Pritchard did.
No.
And Peyton Pritchard will come off the bench. I'm sure some games, I'm sure he'll start some games, but, Peyton Pritchard will be that again, that Energizer Bunny off the bench, and the other
Yes, we're
guys.
going to be leaning on that heavily.
We'll see from the other guys because I don't know. We don't know. We just haven't seen much of them in that a larger role yet.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So I really don't have a whole lot to say about it because we have no fucking idea what these guys are going to look like. I like the small bits of Baylor Shireman I saw. He's a monster in stature and in play. Great finesse, ton of flashy passes. He's the one I have the highest hopes for of anyone on this team just because I hope he gets a role because he's just street ball entertaining. But again, like, how can I judge a dude in his second year? Like, I have no fucking idea. Jordan Walsh has been like in the G League for like 2, 3 years. So, like, how do I judge him? And then we have Josh Minot, who's got like the smallest sample size that we're working with here. So, it's completely unknown. When we look at the guards, I guess it's a little clearer besides our brand new rookie Spaniard, Hugo Gonzalez, good old Victor Hugo here. What do you think about him? I know we talked about this the last time. Neither one of us watch a lot of overseas ball, but besides him, we know what we're getting from our backup guards. We know what we're getting from Pritchard. You know, Derek White's gonna, be in and out of the starting lineup, probably mostly in. And then after that, the guard depth looks pretty brutal. We'll probably play some Baylor there too, but
Yeah, and I'm excited for Hugo, or however you pronounce his name. I am excited for him. He has experience overseas. We've had a lot of these guys who we've drafted that have played overseas, but this guy seems like, I mean, hopefully he plays for us. I know a lot of those guys who draft don't even end up playing for like on the team. They just play for that team that they were on overseas on. So, I mean, I'm hoping he gets some playing time. I'm hoping he actually plays. And if he does, I think people will be surprised. He is 19, but he's had pro experience overseas, which is probably better than most college experiences. 6'6", 205. He's
Yeah,
he
he's a
looks
big
big.
body.
Yeah, I mean, he'll get minutes. I think he'll definitely get minutes on this team. And he seems pretty confident from the tape I've seen. He seems pretty fiery. He
He
seems pretty
does.
energetic. It seems like
Talk
he has
shit. I like
chemistry.
it.
Yeah, he seems like he's ready for the NBA, because I think he's been around older guys. He's been around guys that have played probably in the NBA too, even in the four, even in the European leagues and all that. So I'm ready for him. I'm excited to see him probably the most. I'm most intrigued about that guy, because
Ooh, I like that.
I think he can crack, if he plays well enough, he could probably crack that starting lineup.
Yeah, I agree.
It'll be
There's
hard,
clearly
but
a pattern here. It will, yes. There's clearly a pattern here. We like big body guys who could shoot. We got Josh Minor who could hopefully shoot. We got this guy, Hugo Gonzalez, Baylor Shireman, big body guy who shot a ton of threes like every other white guy out of Creighton. So there's clearly a formula here. Just a ton of unknown. I like it. I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued by the whole lineup. Let's just say that. Intrigued, curious about this whole, not the starting five, let's just say, but like the bench, the new guys.
It's completely unknown. It's like,
It could either be
we
really
got
bad or it could be really good.
100%, and we're at least I'll remain optimistic up until that point. But the point is, you don't have to be optimistic anymore. But yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. It's something new. We have no expectations. Let's just go out in there and ball. Let's see what it's fucking like.
Yeah, and this might be a season where I buy like the whole pack. I want to watch all these games. I mean, before it was kind of boring. I'm not going to say it's boring, but like the past 2 years, we Celtics were running through teams. Like,
100%.
games you don't have to watch. You know, Tatum's going to go off for 30.
No.
Brown's going to get 27 or 25.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we beat the Hornets by 40 again. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is a
That's.
team that I'm definitely ex more excited to watch. They might even be not that great this year, but at least that it'll be something different. The pat and it
Yeah.
wasn't boring the past 2 years, but it's just like you just knew you didn't have to
Predictable.
watch, you didn't have to, yeah, predictable. You didn't have to watch every game. You knew what you were getting.
There's something
Let's
about young guys just going out there and hooping, just going out there and trying to make it that I'm like, okay, I'm in. Like, that's why I used to like the old, like, Clippers teams of the 2000s with Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson and shit like that. They were terrible. Lamar Odom, they were fucking awful, but it
you
was
never.
fun to watch them.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Exactly. Totally agree.
I know you got a hard out though, so we'll wrap it up here.
Oh,
I
thank you.
appreciate it. It was a fucking fantastic talk with you again. Remember to
Exactly.
like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. And that's a later.
Peace.